So we're at a five or a six on the mixed feelings about the holidays coming up. So repeat after me, tapping on the karate chop point, which is psychological reversal, unconscious sabotage. I don't deserve, I'm not able, my family doesn't, that kind of thing. Okay. Even though I have some mixed feelings about the holidays coming up, repeat after me.
Even though I have some mixed feelings about the holidays coming up,
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I
Deeply
deeply
and
and
completely accept
completely
myself.
accept
Even though part of me wishes it would be over.
myself. Even though
Even though part of me
part of
wishes
me
it will
wishes
be
to
over.
be
I love and forgive myself. I
I
love and
love and
forgive
forgive
myself.
myself.
Even though I have a teeny bit of dread about it all. Even though I have
Even
a
though I have
teeny
a
bit of
tiny
dread
bit of
about
dread
it all,
about it.
I choose to enjoy the holiday season this year.
I choose to
I
enjoy
choose
the
to
holiday
holiday season
season this
here.
year.
Okay. And then find the sore spots below the collarbone, and you can tap, 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 or rub, 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 but you do it as hard as it feels okay. And we do the exact same thing. So this is clearing the self-sabotage. I don't deserve, or whatever it is. So even though I have some mixed feelings about the holidays,
Even though I have some
mixed
feelings about
feelings
the
about
holiday, I
holidays,
deeply and completely accept myself.
I
I
deeply
deeply and completely accept
accept
myself.
myself.
Even though I kind of wish it would be over,
Even
even
though
though
I
I
kind of
kind of
wish
wish
it
it
would
would
be
be
over,
over, I love and forgive myself. I
I
love,
love and forgive myself.
even though it feels like there's a lot of expectations around the holidays,
Even though it
even
feels
though
like
it
there's a
feels like
lot of
there's a lot of
expectations
expectations
around the
around the
holidays.
holidays.
I choose to enjoy them this year. I
I
choose to
choose to
enjoy them.
enjoy them this year.
Okay, and then we do a short version of the problem, and we go tap, tap, tap between the eyebrows, bladder meridian, tap, 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 hold and breathe on the gallbladder meridian, tap, tap, tap under the eyes, stomach meridian, tap, 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 hold and breathe under the nose, governing, tap, tap, tap in the chin, central. Hold and breathe, arms crossed under the collarbone, kidney, tap, 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 hold and breathe, and spleen under the arms and top of the head. Okay, so let's do that. The short version of the problem is not so sure about the holidays. So, not so sure about the holidays, tap, 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 hold and breathe, say it out loud.
Not so
Not so
sure about
sure
the
about the
holidays. Not so sure
holidays.
about the holidays.
And then side of the eyes, not so sure about the holidays.
Not so sure about the holidays.
And under the eyes, can't they just be over?
Can't
Can't
they just be
they
over?
just be over? Under the nose, feels like a lot of pressure.
Feels like a lot of pressure.
In the chin, what if family members aren't happy? What if
What if
family
family members aren't happy?
arms crossed under the collarbones. Oh my goodness, a lot of fuss.
Lot of fuss.
It's a lot of fuss.
Arms crossed under the armpits. Can't they just be over?
Can't they just be over?
Top of the head. I don't know about this holiday stuff.
Don't know about
I
this
don't know
holiday.
about this holiday stuff.
So when I learned this from Gary Craig, I said, why would you focus on the problem? And he said, because you're calling the attention of the body, the energy field to the problem. This is what we're clearing. So they've done a lot of study on PTSD and EFT, and they think what's happening is you're replacing the memory. So we're putting in new circuits, so to speak. So the first round is a short version of the problem. Tap, 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 hold and breathe, tap, tap, tap. And they think that it accesses the unconscious better. And they also think that tapping on the bone creates a piezoelectric effect that influences the energy field. And it's also obviously a form of self-hypnosis because you have to think about where am I tapping, what am I saying? That keeps the conscious mind busy so you can install the new memory or belief system. Yeah, it's It's pretty clever. Okay, so let's do the positive stuff. Same points, bladder meridian between the eyes. Let's do, heck, I'm gonna enjoy the holidays.
I'm going to
I'm
enjoy
gonna
that.
enjoy the holidays.
And side of the eyes, gallbladder. I deserve to enjoy the holidays.
I deserve to
I
enjoy the
deserve
holiday.
to enjoy the holidays.
And under the eyes, I can help my family and friends enjoy the holidays.
I
I can
can
help
help
my family and
family and
friends
friends
enjoy the
enjoy the
holidays.
holidays.
And under the nose, at the end of the year, I'm going to look back at a good season.
End
End
of
of the
the year, I'm
year.
going to look back at a good season.
And in the chin, I'm going to be filled with gratitude that I actually enjoyed the holidays.
Going to
Be
be
filled with
filled with gratitude that I
joy.
actually enjoyed the holidays.
And then arms crossed under the collarbones. I can do this with ease and flow.
I can do this
Do
with
this
ease and
with
flow.
ease and flow.
And then in the armpits, I call on Cindy Dale's healing streams of grace.
Column. Cindy Day's
Dale's
healing streams
healing
of grace.
streams of grace.
And top of the head, the whole holiday season is bathed in love for me and mine.
The whole holiday season is bathed in love for me and mine.
Me and mine. Okay, then we go to a triple warmer meridian point between the pinky and the ring finger, and you're going to tap or rub there. And this is triple warmer, the fight or flight, freeze, whatever, react to stress. And we're just going to tap on it or rub it. And the first thing we're going to do is eye movement. And I'm going to call out the numbers like we're looking at a clock. And you're not going to move your head, just your eyes. Okay, so shut your eyes. Please open them. Look down to six, five, four, three, two, one. Still tapping. 12, 11, 10, 9, still tapping. 8, 7, 6. I'm going to change hands, but you don't have to. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. The idea is if there was a trauma and your eyes were looking at two, that can create a kind of a glitch, and the tapping and eye movement undoes the glitch, is the thinking. And then we're going to do right brain, left brain, right brain. And we're still tapping. And to sing, we act to activate the right brain by singing two bars of Happy Birthday on the count of three. Still tapping. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And then we're going to count 2 to 20 with activate left brain. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 14, 16, 18, 20. And then we sing again. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And then we look at our subjective units of distress scale. And what number are you at now when you think about the holidays?
Two.
Good. Shannon?
One.
Oh, cool. Let me see where I am. I'm at a three because I'm doing a dinner on Saturday night.
Oh.
Turkey dinner. So Gary Craig emphasizes that you would keep going till you're at a zero or one if you're working on something else, and that you be very specific because you would not work on childhood abuse because where do you, huh? How do I clear that? There are multiple incidents. You wouldn't, and I mentioned this in the workshop, you wouldn't work on fear of flying. You'd work on fear of seatbelt containing me, fear of takeoff, fear of landing, fear of being contained in a metal tube, fear of getting disease on the plane, whatever it is. So you make it as specific as possible so that your energy field can get a handle on making the change. And it would be interesting to combine some of this stuff. I wonder, well, there's no, I'm thinking, I'm wondering if there's a way to combine them, but you can't because you don't have four hands. But you could do it sequentially. So it'd be interesting to tap and then do this, the TAT, and see if that reinforced it. So any questions, comments about EFT? Be specific, work on the psychological reversal, keep going till you're 0-1. Ideally, pick your list of things you want to change and do one a day. And Gary Craig also says it's good to do to tap when you're stimulated. Like if you're a fear of flights, go to the seventh floor of Butte Hall. Look out the balcony and tap there. So it's good to tap when you're feeling it. Anything that isn't clear about tapping?
But like the last part of it that you did, is that, do you always do that with the EFT, with the eye movement and the, okay, I didn't know that.
And some people also do a breathing thing where they do collarbone breathing, and they'll go short breaths, long breaths, panting breaths, different kind of breaths called collarbone breathing. And then other people also do finger tap on the fingertips, and they think different emotions are tied to, like anger is on the heart meridian on the pinky finger. So there's some people include the finger, some people do the collarbone breathing. But yeah, I think it's important to do the sing count sing because that does the right left brain balance, and that's important. But sometime if you've done it enough, you can just start and you can feel it. Even though I'm feeling scared about giving this talk, I deeply completely accept myself, even though I'm scared about giving it. And then it kind of kicks in. You don't have to do the whole thing if you don't have time, if you've done it before. But what I'll be interested in seeing is how you combine some of the energy therapies, the temporal tap, the Emotrance, the TAT, the swish, the wrap with EFT, because there's no reason they can't be combined. It would be easier if we had four hands. Gary Craig also emphasizes borrowing benefits, where he says that if you tap in a group, even if we're just tapping for one person, we can all benefit. We share in the
Really
benefits of tapping.
interesting, huh?
Yeah. And he also says now more, Gary Craig, more effective than tapping is the inner physician. And he has a kind of protocol where you call on the inner physician. It's like calling in your healing guide and to do the healing. And you don't do all the tapping stuff. You just call in the inner physician. I can go into that more next time. Anything that's not clear about it? Okay.
You're right. Wait.
Stop recording.